Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the latest episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. All right, my friends. Well, as you know, we are dedicated in this podcast towards your financial education to help you understand all the crazy stuff that's happening out there today. And you may have heard me mentioned in some of the commercials and outros for the podcast, we are having available to you all of the worksheets of the latest and greatest tax reform update. If you want to grab the worksheets of how I calculated all this stuff, and perhaps you can find a situation that is fitting you to compare how your taxes are going to change between 2017 and 2018, you need to text all one word, less taxes, LESSTAXES, to 44222. Again, less taxes, all one word, LESSTAXES, to 44222. So no spaces, all right? One word, less taxes. And when you get that, my friends, you are also going to get the opportunity to invest in the latest edition of the tax reduction prescription. I am hard at work at finishing that off. You'll get access to the old one, and then once we have the new one available, you will get that as well to reflect all of these changes and some updates, some new tax strategies that I have been studying and understanding that I think will be incredibly helpful to you. So again, one last time, text less taxes, LESSTAXES, to get access to all that stuff, including the free goodies. All right, so today, my friends, we are going to be going over some more scenarios. In the last episode with Craig Cody, we touched on how things have changed. We talked about businesses. We talked about kids and those kinds of things. And so what I wanted to do was draw out four more scenarios for you today. More numbers being thrown your way. So I'm going to look at four different scenarios. We're going to start adding kids into the mix to talk about how that changes things. So we're looking at $200,000 of income with two kids without a mortgage, and $200,000 income with two kids and a mortgage, to see how those two things are different. And then we're going to take it to a whole nother level. Let's say you are a specialist, or you are two physician household, and together combined, the two of you are earning $600,000. So we're going to dig into that in just a second. And as always, make sure, please, consult your own tax person. They know your situation in and out. I am doing this to give you some education to help you understand how the tax system works. Okay, so let's hop right into scenario number one. We're talking about a married couple with two kids, no mortgage, no state income tax, making $200,000. So this couple, in 2017 and 2018, they have the $200,000. We're assuming they're putting money in a retirement plan, leading to adjusted gross income of $182,000. Now, 2017, like we talked about in the podcast with Craig, when you have a married couple and you have two kids, in 2017, you are able to get personal exemptions. And there's going to be a twist on that I'm going to talk about here as we get to our higher income brackets. In 2017, for someone making that kind of income, $200,000 married, filing jointly, you get a personal exemption for each person in your household. So if you have two kids, two parents, and let's say an older parent living with you, you would have had $4,050 per exemption, each one of those people. And in this particular case, we're looking at four of them. So $4,050 a piece leads us to $16,200 of personal exemptions. We're going to go with the charitable giving of $10,000, property taxes of $5,000. So if you add all this stuff up, you crunch the numbers, you get $29,000 of taxes in 2017. Now, 2018, if we look at this, so again, there's personal exemptions have gone bye-bye. There's no personal exemptions anymore, including if maybe you have an older parent or some other dependent living with you that's not a child. Those exemptions have gone away. And here, again, the standard deduction doubled, which leads us to taxable income of $158,000. But because the tax brackets are lower, we have $26,000 of taxes plus $26,600. Now, here's where things get interesting, okay? So just to sum up, this scenario, married couple, two kids, no mortgage, no state income tax, $200,000, 2017 taxes, $29,000 and change, $29,177 to be exact. In 2018, $26,639. So a little bit over $2,000 difference between them. But here's the kicker when you have kids. When you have income under $400,000, you also get a child tax credit, which offsets your taxes dollar for dollar. So we're not talking about an exemption or one of these itemized deductions. We are talking about an actual credit, dollar for dollar credit that you get. So your $26,000 in taxes goes down to $22,600 and change in this scenario. So someone that has kids, they're not pocketing $2,500, they're pocketing $6,500 additional in their pocket in 2018. So great scenario for someone like that. Now, what if you have a big mortgage, right? We've talked about this before. And if we go back to some of those scenarios, I'll quickly run through it. Again, same scenario where $200,000 adjusted gross income is $182,000. The personal exemptions are the same we just talked about, $16,200. And then we have the charitable giving, property taxes, and now state income taxes of $12,000. And now we have mortgage interest in here too of $20,000. Now, last time we ran the scenario, we got total taxes in 2017 of $21,000. In 2017. 2018, due to everything we just talked about and the caps on those SALT taxes, the taxes in 2018 were $23,000. So as a matter of fact, this person was actually owing a little bit more in taxes when they have a mortgage and they have state income taxes. Those two things combined really kicked them into maybe having to pay a little bit more. Now, if we look at the child tax credit, this actually bumps them into not having to pay taxes and actually getting money back. So having kids, ironically, or not having kids, if your kids are starting to get out of the house, this can bump you one way or the other. So I thought that was interesting. So in this scenario, this person ends up having about $2,000 more in their pocket. Well, let's take a moment for a quick commercial break. Well, my friends, if you are sitting here confused by all these tax changes, wondering how the heck does this impact me? I mentioned in January, the beginning of this year, that I am going to make available to you my calculator showing all the different scenarios laid out on how this whole thing works. So for this month and the next one, if you text all one word, less taxes, LESSTAXES, all one word, less taxes, to 44222, you can grab that calculator right now. Go ahead and text less taxes, all one word, LESSTAXES, to 44222. And if you're interested in wanting to get the tax reduction prescription, the newest version of it, definitely text there as well, because that will give you early access to the next version of the tax reduction prescription. Again, text less taxes, all one word, LESSTAXES, to 44222. And now, back to the show. Now, let's move to scenario number three. So we've talked about $200,000 up and down and all around. Let's talk a little bit more about 2017 for someone that is a high earner. They're earning $600,000. They have a $500,000 mortgage. They have two kids, and they're paying state income tax. What does that look like? So I ran numbers here for the state of Minnesota. I'm assuming that this person also puts in 18 grand into retirement plans, because that's all that they can do, potentially, unless it's a two household income. So in this particular case, we have AGI, adjusted gross income, and both tables here, 2017 and 2018, of being the same, just like we've talked about before, 582. Now, here's a difference that really fascinated me for someone that is a high income earner. Now, the exemptions, the personal exemptions, don't always stuck around in 2017. As a matter of fact, there is actually a phase-out, which is something I haven't talked about before. So when someone is married filing jointly, there is an exemption that we talked about, the $4,050. But from income of $314,000 up to $436,000 married filing jointly, there was a phase out, meaning that that $4,000 credit became less and less and less and less and less. It gets reduced by 2% for every $2,500. So by the time you're making $436,000 of AGI, adjusted gross income, you've lost in 2017 that exemption anyhow. So what's fascinating here is when you're having $600,000, whether 2017 or 2018, you don't have any personal exemptions anyhow. So this person particularly can more benefit from the new laws potentially. So we'll talk about why. Now, in this scenario, one of the other things that really changes variables is how much state income tax you're paying. So I kept a lot of things the same. Charitable giving's 10 grand, property taxes are 5, state income taxes are $50,000 now, and we're keeping the mortgage interest at 20K. So if we look at all of that, the 582 adjusted gross income in 2017 dropped all the way below $500,000, which led to total taxes, get ready for this number, $142,000 of taxes that people paid in 2017. Now, 2018, remember those SALT taxes have a cap on it, right? And this person has been paying 8.62% in state income taxes. So they get capped out on itemized deductions in 2018. As a matter of fact, they could only take $40,000, $10,000 charitable giving, $20,000 for the mortgage. And even though they have $55,000 of state income taxes and property taxes, those are capped out at 10 grand for total of itemized deductions of 40,000. So taxable income in 2017, 496. Taxable income in 2018, 542. Total tax in 2017, $142,000. Total tax in 2018, $1,000. So this person, if we had looked at a different scenario, perhaps they might have been worse off if they have a higher mortgage, for example, or they have higher property taxes than what we've looked at, or maybe they're in the highest income state income taxes, they might be worse off as well. So this person is barely ahead by just a little bit. But what happens when they have no state income taxes? Our final scenario, scenario number 4. In this scenario, same numbers we just talked about, except we just delete state income taxes off the table. Their itemized deductions in 2017 and 2018 are the same. There's no personal exemptions here either. So the taxable income for this person that has no state income tax is the same exact amount as it is in 2018 as it was in 2017. So this person gets back $19,000 back in their pocket. 19 grand compared to the other person who was paying state income taxes only keeps about $1,000 more. Both cases, both people are ahead, but I thought it was fascinating when you took state income taxes off the table how much of a difference that made. And the reason is, as you get to higher and higher brackets in state income, you're paying a higher and higher percentage. So for example, in the state of Minnesota, from $0 to $38,000, you're only paying 5%. But that doubles when someone is making $266,000 or above. Now it's 9.85%. So nearly doubles. So every dollar over 266, so from 266 all the way up to the 582, this person is paying 9.85%, on average about 8.62. And so my friends, for those of us, we've talked about this already, living in a different state, if you are a high earner, there is a huge difference between living in Washington State or Texas or Florida versus Minnesota or New York or one of those kinds of states. And so, my friends, that wraps it up for today, going through four more scenarios. I hope you're finding this helpful. I'd love to know your feedback. What do you think about it? How does this ring true with you? How are you thinking about the tax reform? Good thing, bad thing? And if there's a scenario you want me to run, heck, I would be happy to run a scenario to give you an idea, of course, to your tax person, but to give you an idea of what things may look like for you, because I find this to be really, really fun. Now, what's coming up next in the future episode is I want to dig a little deeper and get into what if someone owns a business? How could, based on what we know so far, how could the S-corporation changes that we talked about in the episode with Craig Cody impact your finances? So what could that look like? How does that change your income and so on? All right, my friends. So for the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Remember to slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. I'm out. Well, there was the show. Hope you loved it. And of course, we want to make sure to remember that right now is the time. If you are confused about this tax stuff, you want the latest copy of the tax reduction prescription and that calculator I was talking about in January, there's no better time to grab that than right now. Text less taxes, LESSTAXES, to 44222. Again, that's all one word, less taxes, LESSTAXES. Thank you again so much for listening. Blessings to you. Have a good one.